to our service this morning at Tama. It's always so lovely to be back together and to celebrate our families together. I'd like to especially welcome the Bateson, Lois and Joseph. How lovely to have you back again. Really lovely to have you back. And Christina and Nathan and Matthew, isn't it? Welcome. Very nice to see you again. And just a wee warning, we are going to have another time of prayer later, so if you'd just like to give us a wee update, if you could be prepared to do that for us. You know, I'd just like to hear how Ruth got on this year and things like that. That'd be really good. Okay, so welcome everybody, and I just want to say that it's such a privilege always to be up here, even though it's pretty nerve-wracking. But it's always good to tie in previous weeks, and I listened to Mr. Ethel's sermon, so I listened to that last week, Steve and I did, and I just felt like it really is building a preparation. Like Ethel talked about healing of the past, not holding on to things that we've held on to that we thought were our norm. They really don't need to be our norm, and we can let them go. And then Doug last week talked about how once we've done that, we can then take up Jesus' yoke. And sort of tied in this morning with the passages I've been reading in Hebrews. So I like our call to worship today is a little bit different, but it's from Hebrews 13. And again, it's about us moving on with him. May God, who puts all things together, who makes all things whole, who's made the lasting mark through the sacrifice of Jesus, the sacrifice of blood that sealed the eternal covenant. You know, the words for the Israelites, but the word for us, and Doug's bringing this reality to us, isn't he? With what's happened with the Israelites and how it relates to us, because unless we can understand what they were perspective, it helps us to get the richness of knowing what this covenant was all about. May our God, who led Jesus, our good shepherd, up and alive from the dead, now put you together, provide you with everything you need to please him. Make us into what gives him the most pleasure by means of the sacrifice of Jesus' Messiah, about creating us. So the past behind us, the creating together, the moving forward. And so it's all through Jesus that we can do this. And he concludes in this passage, all glory to Jesus forever and always. Oh, yes, yes, yes. All glory to Jesus forever and always. Yes. Yes, yes. So let's sing It's a Dear Pants. Thanks, Joe. Today, Joe's using all MP4s, so the wording might be slightly different than what you're familiar with. So let's stand and sing our hearts of worship. Yes, yes, yes.
You are
Managers are going to meet on the 7th of February, so there won't be a new centre before then, so I'll send out the minutes, but if you can just slot that in your minds, the 7th of February. Any other notices that you need to include? Okay. Well, we always have a wonderful chance to celebrate birthdays and any other celebrations. Ben had a birthday. No, he's not here today. So what is he, 23?
24.
24 now. Anybody else had a birthday or celebration? It's hiding and not telling us? Okay. Well, let's pray for Ben. Lord, we do celebrate Ben's birthday because we celebrate having Ben in our lives. We've had him from when he was birth right through to 24 years, and even though he's shy, he's always contributed. His smile and his kindness and his interest has always played a part in our church. And we just pray that we never neglect to celebrate him and to acknowledge that you have given him to us as a gift. So help us to always encourage him and to walk alongside him as he continues. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being. Amen. Okay, I'm just going to rearrange a little bit because I thought we might do a sort of focus on our stuff and then we'll move on to focusing on what God has got for us. So I thought we'd have a time, we're going to have a time of session now, intercession now. So it's a wee bit earlier in the service. I've got several points, so if those that don't want to pray out loud or things on their hearts, you know, just some ideas for praying quietly. The Stevensons are a big move at the moment, 15. Tracy and Josh are moving to Waikeka into the manse to celebrate that, and it's our game. So just pray for Ethel and Tracy as they pack, and for Doug as he maintains his patience. Is that right, Doug?
Yes.
And does honey do you, what do you call it? Honey, can you do jobs?
No, honey do list.
Honey do list, that's right. So we pray for them. We pray for Camp Columba. Steph is home for the weekend and getting all ready for Kiwiana for the next 2 weeks. Annie Kate is involved again, so really pray for them over the next 2 weeks. For Steph and for Annie Kate, and pray for David because he's developing his vision for Camp Columba. And just help us to really pray for David as he does this and encourage him. Doug's in an encouragement role with David. So again, it's wonderful, like with Joe and others' involvement with Camp Columba. You know, as a church, we're growing our support for them and for Steph. So keep them in mind as they prepare for the camps. Lynn's not here today, but she's looking for new staff members at Waikoikoi School. So pray for this, because this is quite an important thing for her as a team and as a ministry that she can offer as a Christian principal. And I just wanted to pray for the Ewers today as well. Their latest pre-letter, and they again asked for protection. They asked for the youth group they're involved in. It's ending up being quite a ministry with their youth group. Just pray for both Kate and Andrew, because their leadership skills are becoming more extensive. And pray for Andrew's involvement in the community clinics. And the other news from their newsletter is they're planning to come back to New Zealand later on when their visas run out. So pray for guidance and assurance that that's the right decision for them. And all the things that will involve for them. And Lois and Joseph, would you like to share some baits and things to pray for? wherever you want to find us there. Yep. Can everybody hear?
Can you hear me? Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for your support. It was 18 years ago that we were here.
Wow.
We have one little kid at that stage. She's not with us today. She's up in Palmerston North. But you've been faithfully supporting us for 18 years, and we do really, really appreciate that. We boast of the generosity of this church and the faithfulness of this church. You're world famous. For us, as you mentioned, Ruth, and how's Ruth doing? She's in Palmerston North, just finished her first year of studies, doing psychology, doing very, very well in that. Continue to pray for her. Psychology in a secular environment has a lot of non-Christian influence, so it's a time when she's really finding her own faith. She is finding it. She's still walking with the Lord, but yeah, just continue to pray for her in that. For us, probably our biggest prayer need at the moment is just a refreshing time. We just come off our most intense year of ministry yet. I don't know how many of you know the WEC situation, but we haven't had a branch leader in this last year, so we haven't had a leader. And that's put a lot of extra workload on probably two senior couples, ourselves and another couple. The other couple had a battle with cancer, so we have put even more work on us. So we've had a very, very busy year doing our normal role of candidate orientation, member care for 60-something workers overseas. And we averaged one crisis per month, so that was unexpected, each one of them. And then extra responsibilities on top. So we were exhausted come the end of the year. We're going through that refreshing time now before we go into the next year. This next year is a half year for us because we're on sabbatical as of June this year. And partly that's to get some longer rest time that we're feeling we need and the other sense that we need as well. But it's also a time for us to look what's next for us. We came into our role as candidate directors. We said we'd do 6 to 9 years. This is our eighth year. So what will we be doing next? What's the Lord got for us next? So we're taking time out to really reflect on that. So that's something we would appreciate prayer for, a real sense of what the Lord's leading us into next. Can I get one more prayer request? And this isn't directly from us, but it'll be for the Campbells, for Martin and Joyce. We got a phone call yesterday morning. We were around at your place, actually. I stuck out and get that phone call. It was very tragic news that one of the lecturers at the college died very suddenly. Like, he was out for a run with his wife, literally just died on the side of the road. So a real, real shock. Joyce and Martin are leading the college through that time. It would be a shock to the WEC community, a shock to the whole community there. Martin and Joyce will be leading through that. So they'd appreciate your prayers. We'd all appreciate your prayers for that. Yeah, he leaves behind a wife and three children, the man that died. So. Yeah.
Thank you, Joseph. I think today that what we might do, because we've got these things on our hearts now, is a silent time. So even though it may be a little embarrassed for us, you know, for us to be silent, but I think sometimes we can pray more effectively, not being interrupted in our thoughts. So I'd like us to take maybe 5-10 minutes for us just in silence in this church to pray for all these things. It doesn't matter about the children, just enjoy them at the same time. Don't feel they have to be quiet. We can all just pray, okay? Let's pray.
Thank you.
Father, in all things you are in control. And all that we offer is because we trust you and because you are trustworthy. So hear our prayers. We give them to you. We no longer carry them. Thank you. Amen. I just felt that it was right to pray for the Batesons, and I wonder if Jeff and Jeff and Jim, would you both be comfortable to pray for our Bateson family today, our two members that minister, okay? Perhaps you'd like to stand near them and just pray for them. Are you comfortable doing that? Yeah. And Jim Lamb and Jeff, the three of you. Yep, sorry. No, please, sorry, Jim. Two Jims, but both Jim Lamb as well. Yes, please. Just pray for his family. You three, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Joseph and Lois and the children. We thank you for this, the surprise that we had when they turned up our place yesterday. It was good to renew the acquaintance. And Father, we thank you that even though we've been apart for a long time, you connect us all together. You look after us and watch over us. And we pray for your continued guidance to Joseph and Lois and our family as they enter this new time and new year, and that you would refresh their souls and give them a new vision for the future. In Jesus'
name. Yes, Lord, we thank you that as we take time alone with you, you do minister to our needs, and we ask that you would do this for this family. Lord, we ask that you would refresh them again, that they would know what it is to have that spring in their step again. And Lord, we ask that you would give them divine guidance as they go forward. We pray for each of the children that they will have a great year, and that you would bless them in their schools and in their studies. And Lord, we ask this for your glory's sake.
This sabbatical you've been called to is on Wednesdays, Lord, and you're not to waste it doing things. You're to spend time with me and me alone. So do not take time to do work in the normal sense or something that you feel guilty about, because this is of me, and you're to use it wisely, very wisely, and be blessed in it. Children, be blessed. Could I impose on you two young guys and hug him your head? Father, I just pray over these heads. When they put them on, they bought them for all sorts of reasons. But Lord, let the anointing upon them, your anointing be on it, when they pick them up and put them on. Just a minute, we ask.
Yes.
We pray a blessing over this, that she'll be a blessed person. You have called of a Ruth on your mind. So listen wisely and listen carefully to what God will say. It's not a burden, it is a blessing. So let it rest upon you. Thank you for this family, Lord. It's the first time we've met them. But Lord, they walk with the walk of those that are called. So let them be blessed wherever they go, and let them be bless other people just with their presence. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, you three, so much. Christina, I also had the same word for you, that even though you might be quiet, you don't need to be the extrovert, that your calling is who you are. Okay. Cynthia, you have some family members there. Would you like to introduce them? I didn't have a chance to welcome them again.
This is our daughter Rosalind, husband Neil.
Rosalind, Neil,
Alice.
Alice?
And Rhonda is Sam.
Aaron.
And the last time they were here, these two Brandon walked up the aisle behind the door.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome back. How lovely to have you back. And Rosie, you're still in Blenheim? Yes. Well, Mike, we'd like to lead us in worship, and please, the children are absolutely fine. It's so wonderful. It's their service.